So we are continuing the Vayim on COVID. Get people nervous when you talk about COVID. Somebody's been running away from. So Mashiach explained that the two types of COVID. The COVID is what people are looking for. Everyone should praise them. And the whole life is hoping for more people to praise them, and they never get what they want. That is a very negative thing. But there's a real COVID. COVID means giving value to something spiritual, or to anything for that matter, something not physical. The way I give value to something is by being mechabed. Some people give value to things that don't have value.
That's the person.
Yeah, that's what it says. The person knows how to mechabed people for their attributes, for the good behavior, that shows that he has some shaykhus to it. Because if he wouldn't have a shaykhus for it, he wouldn't value it, and he wouldn't value it by the other person. If he values it by the other person, it shows that that value is something important to him. So that's the pasuk says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokas, Mokalos, Kavoidah. That Hashem is Kadosh, he's not limited by the physical constraints, but Mokalos, Kavoidah. He created the world in a way that we can perceive the world so that we will be mechabed him. This doesn't mean that he needs our kavod. Obviously, if he just created us, he manages very well without us. It means he gave us an opportunity for us to value his greatness, and by us appreciating his greatness, that connects us to us and gives us the ability to have a chelik of Hashem's greatness. So the whole world, it says, l'chvoydu v'rosev yitzavet avasisev v'posuk yishayu anovi. I curled the whole world because I want people to be created and have the opportunity to appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that the word covered is the same word as koveid, which means heavy. I give weight to something. It's important. And the opposite of covered is klolo. You curse something that you don't value at all. You wish it wouldn't exist. It's also a lesson of kav. It's light in your eyes.
Yeah.
So this is the opposite of the kinetivet cover that we're running away from the goyish world. Over there, he wants to be in the center. He wants the whole world to be mechaber him. By us, exact opposite. I want to be on the madrega that I appreciate things to the point that I'm able to see it in others and mechaber them. So said in the Gemara Kedushin, person who eats his sandwich while he's walking in the shuk is like a dog. The other says, possible ages. And that's aloha. Possible ages. Why? Rashi says he's not mocked on himself. He has no embarrassment. He's not a honorable, venerable person would not eat a sandwich while he's walking in the street. Mamela, he says, if he's not mocked himself, then ain't a bush of the zalzal be'atzim v'li possible. Interesting thing. That we can't trust his testimony. A person who's not mechabed himself, he eats in the shuk. Eats, I'd say it was an example, a sandwich while he's walking down the street. He's not mechaber himself, then we can't trust him for anything. Because part of the reason why a person is trustworthy is because he feels it's not proper for me to do something. Everything goes. You do what you want. So he doesn't care if he can record as a liar, and everyone's going to say, oh, here's a liar. Anyway, if he doesn't care that people watch him while he's doing silly things, or things that are not honorable in front of other people, so there's nothing to stop him. You know, in the Western world and certain parts of the world, that's the whole, what life is all about. Do what you want. You know, don't care what people think. But basically, if you take away your dignity, you have no limitations to what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So he says, somebody asked, what is the big deal this person eating when he's in the shuk? Made a bracha with kavana, and now he's eating while he's walking in the shuk. Yeah. To the point that we're concerned that he's going to lie in court. He ate a charedi sandwich with the bracha, with all the kavanas. So we're saying that, we're not saying he's an evil person. He's lacking in the being refined. He's unrefined. That's what our life is about. There's not even such a good word for it in English, but that's the closest you can get to it. He calls it the lashon chazanish, used to use this a lot. Adinus hanefesh. Fine mode of behavior. Behavior that is matim to the neshama, not only to the guf. An animal, wherever he is, he eats. You bring a cow in the middle of the street and he finds a food straw over there, he'll eat it. Or a bird, wherever they found food, they eat it. Because that's the metzius. The metzius is an eating entity. Life is all about eating. I say that animals, life is only two things. To eat and protect yourself. from not being eaten by somebody else. But that's all life is that. We are not like that. COVID, he is stressing, is an external behavior that represents his recognition of his internal kedusha. A person who feels he is a lofty person, has an Hashem side of him, certain modes of behavior he would not do. I met once a Jew who was in the U.S. Army. They told me that there's one of the ways, you'll be shocked by this, you can tell if a person was a Jew. One of the ways you can tell a person was a Jew is if he would not eat in the bathroom. A Jew wouldn't eat in the bathroom. What's the big deal? Why not eat in the bathroom? Why yet eat in the bathroom? That's your dignity. Every Jew deep down knows, some people, we are dignified beings. We're not just another animal. A lot of Jews may deny it and they look away from it, but there's something there. We have a tzele melukim, and therefore, even the way we eat and the way we handle ourselves has a certain level of dignity. That's the positive COVID. COVID to look for everybody to always look around you. Who's praising me today? That is negative. We don't need the praise of everybody else. But the other way around, that for in myself, I realize that I am special. I have an Neshama Kedoshah. I'm not comparing myself to somebody else. This whole business of competition is a Goyisha concept. It doesn't exist in real Judaism. By Goyim, to have sports, I'm trying to win you, you're trying to win me. What could be even worse, wars and different things. In the capitalistic world, it's, you're competing with everybody for business, to get the job, to be the highest on the list of Googles or whatever it is. Yeah. Life is one big competition. That's what the world is. And that's what they believe. You know, it's a competition, the survival of the fittest. That's what life is all about. It's a very frustrating life because nobody is a superpower that everybody is going to bow down to. By us, the other way around. I do not need to compete with anybody else. I do recognize that I am a venerable being. And that's where COVID comes in. I will not fall to modes of behavior which is below my dignity. That a Jew always has to recognize. That's a commendable thing. It's coming to recognition that the truth of a Jewish person is he has an Hashem HaKadoshim, Tzel Melekim within him. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says a Talmud Chochim that has some phlegm on his garments, something unpleasant stuck onto his garments, he doesn't bother cleaning off, it's Chayv Misa, death penalty. What's going on? Death penalty. The Rambam says Talmud Chochim doesn't scream. Different things, the way he behaves. What does it do to the Talmud Chochem? But that's what he's saying. A Talmud Chochem is supposed to be a person that's not just very knowledgeable, but he's a person who's very involved in the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in understanding the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it doesn't affect him to the point that he cares about his dignity, then he missed the boat. Once again, we're not talking about condescending the way I relate to other people. Adarav, we said before, the more a person feels dignified, the more he will be mechabed other people. Chazon Ish has a beautiful piece on it. He describes how a person who really worked on himself should behave. And he says he has friends that once in a while they insult him or they do not talk properly, not mechabed him properly, and he accepts it and he has nothing against them. Why? Because he understands that nobody's perfect. That person is not perfect. I'm sorry, he's in a bad mood or something, and therefore he said things which he really shouldn't have said. I don't take it personally. Yisarashayna continues the Chazon Ish. Okay, that's the easy way to get away from painful comments. To write off the other person as being a nothing. He insulted me, he's a nothing. And then I feel good. I don't even have to insult him back because he's a nothing. So it's one step better than insulting him back. But really, without saying anything, I'm really insulting him. I'm being mezalzel. I'm not being mechaved him. We're saying a person on a higher level could find something good in somebody and everybody else. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. Number one step is saying, I don't have to write him off as being an evil person just because he insulted me. It could be something, he was in a bad mood that day, something happened to him. I can tell him the Chazon and accept it. Mitzad Hasheni, I understand that he's a good person. I'm able to be mechaber him. I'm able to see the good in the person. Even the person did not necessarily see the good in me. It doesn't hurt me. Because if I'm that, like we're saying, that person who is mechubed, I recognize my true value. And my value is that I am one of the chosen children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have my neshama. What everybody says will not give me or take away from me. I am internally, I recognize that internal kesher between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the closest that I have, every Jew has to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a chadami, even somebody hurt me, I feel bad for him, bad for him. They did not reach the level of perfection. It doesn't insult people. But why is that a reason for me to look down at him? I look up at him. When a person feels good about himself, he's also able to accept criticism also, and even can criticize himself if necessary. You see very often the people that are not mechavek others, it's stemming from the fact that they don't hold, they feel that I myself am terrible, so it's hard for them to feel that everybody else is better than me. But everybody, like I say, we all, the truth of all of us, we're very dignified beings. Yeah. So in the meantime, what we're saying is that there's an external part of the good kavod, which means it's stemming from a clarity of the fact that I'm a dignified person, that is a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that affects the way I externally behave also. It affects the way I talk. I talk in a dignified fashion. It affects the way I dress. I dress in a fashion. I don't have to wear fancy clothing. It could be the simplest possible, not something to disgust people. The way I eat. I don't just pounce on the food and I eat also. You do about certain Bar Mitzvah, they would never bend towards the food, they would just pick it up. That's the high madrigas. But whatever's more comfortable for you, do. But still, in a dignified fashion. As a smorgasbord, don't push everyone away to get to the first piece of hot dog or whatever you eat. Yeah. I remember somebody told me, he comes once in a while in the neighborhood, he must be in his upper 80s already. He learned in Baltimore, Yeshiva in Israel. The Mashgiach of David Kornglass was the Mashgiach there. This was in the time right after it was post-World War II era when you had different Avonim coming from Europe to America and they saw this American creatures walking around. It wasn't the same level of dignity that they were used to. And they tried to instill that in the Bochum. So this person said that this big Mashgiach, one of the things he was always knocking about, kids walking around eating hot dogs. So this guy's name is whatever, let's call him Reuven. So Mashgiach was telling a bunch of Bochum, Reuven's a Ben Aliyah, he's a wonderful Bochum, he would never eat hot dog. Obviously this Reuven was eating hot dog, but after he was used as an example by the Mashgiach, so the one who's not eating the hot dog, he stopped eating. That's a smart thing. Yeah, that's a smart way of getting away. But whatever the hot dog, I'm not getting involved with hot dogs, are good or bad. The idea behind it is, like I was saying, if you're eating a hot dog while you're walking down the street, it's definitely something that needs to be fixed up. So that's what we're saying. Dignity. To recognize I'm not just a two-legged animal. I am somebody that is housing the Neshama Kedusha. I have a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every morning I get up and I talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We dam to Hashem, we say brachos, at to Hashem. We have a direct connection with Hashem. We should be zeicher to use this week to appreciate how special we are and use that to see the good in others also. I'm sorry I have to leave her.